You are tuned in to Faces of Success Radio, and I am your host, Colonel Jay, and we have Gia on the line right now, all the way from Toronto.
I'm great, thanks. How are you doing?
Tell you, we really appreciate you taking the time out for this interview this afternoon. How is the weather?
Oh, my pleasure. I actually have a surprise. I'm not in Toronto. I just arrived in Milano, Italy.
Oh, wow.
And
how was your trip?
It was great. I just got my luggages. They got stuck over at my layover. I just arrived a couple days ago, and the weather is hot here. It is very hot, and it's 1:30 in the morning right now. So I hope I'm not waking up all the time.
Oh, wow. Oh, I am sorry. Golly.
No, not at all. I'm honored to be here with you today. Are you kidding?
Okay. Well, thank you for your time. And so we're going to jump right on into your interview for music for you.
Well, music for me was essentially my entire life. I come from a very, very musical family. My grandparents were in music, my parents, my brother and I. So for me, music was always something that everyone always did. It was something natural. It was something beautiful. It was a way to bring the family together and enjoy the arts and our culture. We're Italian, so it was something that helped us keep our culture alive in Toronto, which is so beautiful.
And so when you say you have artist family, give me the background on that from the early years.
Yeah, definitely. So when my grandfathers immigrated to Canada many, many years ago, probably around 65 years ago, they both played accordion, and one of my grandfathers specifically was a very involved member of our community, performing at a lot of people's functions and weddings and things. So my mother began singing with him when she was young, and then I began singing with his group when I was just about 11 years old. And so I started singing some traditional folk music, and then as I kind of grew up, I diversified and started singing in different languages and different genres in many different events, and then started traveling and performing abroad, and it was just kind of took off from there, I guess.
All right. And so what was your first concert like?
My first concert, my first live performance was singing the song Quando, Quando, Quando. And I was 11, and I was absolutely mortified because it was with a live band, and I had practiced with a track, and I thought, oh my God, I can't believe people are going to hear me. And it was always something that I did. Singing was always something that I did, but it wasn't until then that I realized that, there's more to this. I can be performing in front of people. But I really had such an amazing time on stage, and it was from there that I realized that this is where I wanted to be and what I wanted to do for the rest of my life.
And how could you describe your music?
My music right now is definitely more mainstream pop. I have done a lot of songs in different languages and different styles, but my debut album that was released in 2018 had a little bit more unique flavors and kind of mixtures from different parts of the world. A little more experimental, you could say. But my most recent releases are definitely more mainstream pop with some elements of some of that ethnic stuff in there as well.
What is your main inspiration?
Ooh, it's kind of funny. My inspiration kind of comes from all over. It could be in a parking lot. It could be in the shower. Sometimes it comes from experiences of my own or experiences that I hear from other people. And oftentimes it's unprovoked. It kind of just comes through and I just channel it through and hope that I have some sort of notepad or voice recording device like a phone beside me so that I can actually track an idea down and remember it to finish producing it later on. But yeah, inspiration is just that, you know, it's something that can't be contrived. It just kind of shows up when it wants to, which is kind of fun.
Right. And what musician do you admire the most and why?
That's a great question. Honestly, I'm going to say my mom. And I say that because I remember growing up and watching her get ready to go gig and put her makeup on and get dressed. And I would say like, oh, why do you have to go again? And she turned to me just to pacify me and would say, you know what, one day you're going to do this too. obviously not meaning it. I mean, not that she said it wasn't possible, but more like, you know, something you tell your daughter to just, yeah, don't worry, you'll do this one day too. And sure enough, that's exactly what happened. And I grew up listening to her, learning repertoire from like the disco era and all that great stuff. And so for me, my repertoire, my appreciation for different genres of Western music definitely comes from my mom and dad. My dad is a drummer, and so he was into rock music. My mom was into disco and funk. So it was really, they were very influential on my brother and myself in so many ways, in performance, learning to be comfortable on stage and in front of people, and of course the musicality of it. You know, we used to jam as a family, and that was always fun to be able to, you know, bust down the harmony in traffic, kind of another way to keep us quiet as kids coming home from school in the terrible Toronto traffic.
Wow, that is very interesting. And how do you handle frequent travels and being away from home for long periods of time?
Well, luckily, when it comes to being homesick or anything like that, I'm so grateful for technology, that's for certain. And also, technology is so helpful these days with working with people abroad. So if there is, like right now, for example, being able to connect with you. I mean, of course, telephones have been around forever, but being able to Zoom recording sessions, for example, and things like that, and collaborations is very helpful. But also just trying to stay healthy, dealing with time changes, that I would say is probably the biggest challenge. And as long as you sleep when you're supposed to, kind of like, you know, going to Europe, they say to sleep through the flight. Luckily for me, I could fall asleep standing up. I could sleep anywhere. So the sleep thing is an easy thing for me. But definitely,
well,
getting enough sleep, especially singing.
Tell me about your best.
That's a tough question. I feel like my most enjoyable performances, I can't think of one on the spot right now, one in particular, but I do remember several private performances. Sometimes I'm intimidated more by smaller crowds because I just find that it's more vulnerable that way. Right, when there's a big audience, it's kind of a collective energy, whereas when it's smaller, I can feel kind of what everybody is feeling individually. And so there is actually one instance, now that I think about it, it was at an art gallery that I did a very small performance for probably about 30 people, and it was so much fun because I was just cracking jokes in between, and it was a beautiful exchange of energy and input, you know, speaking with the audience. It was almost kind of workshop feel, but it was so much fun. Mm-hmm. And everybody was cracking up, and that's a memorable one for me.
Let's talk about, what is the biggest problem you ever encountered in the journey of your music?
The biggest problem? You know, I actually am thinking there was a time where my health was, I had really bad asthma when I was younger, in my teens, like early teens. And I just remember having to deal with chronic bronchitis and asthma issues and lung problems, and I would lose my voice frequently because I would be coughing all the time. And then I remember just shortly after, I started to get into fitness and running. And for me, it changed my life. I don't know if it was a coincidence in timing as I was, you know, growing older or whatever, but being active really changed my body. And by changing my body and my lung capacity, my singing just became completely different, and my stamina on stage and being able to dance. And for me, that was a huge issue in the beginning, and I thought that it wouldn't be possible. And for a moment I thought, you know what, I can't do this. I'm going to have to think of something else because I can't even get through a night without losing my voice. And sure enough, after some training and some guidance, it was night and day.
Well, yes. That is very, very interesting, and that's a great challenge. I mean, actually, you know, let me ask you, what are your plans for the upcoming month?
Well, I do have some new music on the go. I know that I just released my latest single, Limonata, but I do have some more in the pipeline for sure. And I'm also an avid writer, So I'm going to be releasing a poetry book soon that I'm really excited about. And it's kind of goes hand in hand with lyric writing. Poetry for me, it's definitely an escape. It's a way for me to kind of convey my thoughts. But yeah, poetry and music. We're going super artistic, and I'm really excited to be even involved in vlogging some more of my journey on my YouTube channel and all the cool things that I'm up to, especially here in Europe right now. A lot of cool things going on.
So if someone was following your footsteps, what advice would you give to them?
I think my number one piece of advice is to avoid burnout. And right now in the industry, especially as an independent artist, it's not easy to get everything done. And more so to get everything done alone. So I've spent a lot of time networking and nurturing some really great relationships with people on my team, producers, songwriters, videographers, and finding and building a team that you can trust, that you can delegate tasks to, so you're not doing everything yourself, I think is one of the most important things. And of course, building these relationships and your team with people not only that you trust, but that you know have your best interest in mind, I think is very important, because you know, nothing can be done on your own, ever. And as much as you try, believe me, I have, it's not the way to go. It's not the way. You definitely need a nice, strong team behind you or beside you.
So for those of you that are just tuning in, you're on FaceJustRadio.com. We have Diaz on the line. And speaking of such, we want to ask you, what is behind your name?
You know, it's a funny thing. It's a nickname that I had for many, many years. And it was one of my earliest recording sessions that I thought, you know, I want something unique. It's funny because it's a nickname, but it's also something that kind of popped out of nowhere. I was in a recording session, and the producer at the time had mentioned the suggestion for the next take. And I had said, that's a great idea. But they had pressed record as I was saying that. And the first thing they played back was, Dia. Idea, like good idea, and it had just recorded the end of that word, and I thought, that's it, that's my name. But ironically, you know, my brother, my full name is Andrea Di Bartolomeo, which is a secret. I never, ever, ever say this out loud. Well, this is the first time I've ever said it live, and those letters actually are my initials, so it all works out. I think it was God sent, honestly. It just kind of fell into my lap.
Well, amen. Well, let's talk about your single, Lemonata, right?
Yes, yeah.
I said it correctly. That was a little
tough. You did? You did. I'm impressed.
I did it. That. Okay.
A booty. Lemonata. Good job. You're speaking Italian
okay,
already.
Thank See? You. Tell me the tell us the story behind that, please.
Sure.
What,
yeah, definitely.
You know, inspired.
I visited Italy last year for the first time. Because of COVID, I finally had another summer without festivals and performances. So I thought, this is the perfect time to go. I booked a one-way ticket, and I went alone, and I spent almost 2 full months crossing the entire country. And I was so enamored with the, you know, the language and the food and the people and bringing myself back to my cultural roots. And I really love lemons and lemon desserts and lemon flavored anything. And in the Amalfi Coast in the south, there's lemons everywhere. So this song for me kind of wrote itself in a sense. It's a play on words. It talks about kissing. It talks about zesty, fun, lemony, fresh summer vibe, and it's very reflective of the way that I see the country, the way that I see Italy, and the way that I feel about it, that it's just such a passionate place, and that's what it is. It's so full of passion. We're passionate people with our food, with love, with culture, music, and so I wanted to kind of write a song about that kind of feeling.
All right. Well, we have that song, Lemonata, in the studio right now. We're going to play it for you and for our listeners.
been lots about you lately. I was hoping that you'd come and take me, take me, take me. Miss me. I love it when you tell me that you miss me. I love it when you lean right in and kiss me. Reminiscing while you're with me. Love me like a lemon drop. Suck a fucker, take a shot. You know that I'm sugar sweet. Come and climb my lemon tree. Vieni, vieni, baccia me. Do it like in Italy, Italy, Italy.
Radio.com. I want to ask you too, also for booking, if anyone wants to get in contact, you know, with you for booking, can you please give us that information? Please?
Absolutely. Thank you. Yes. So you can reach me on my website, diamusiconline.com, and that's D-I-A musiconline.com, or through Instagram at Dia. You could check out my YouTube channel, Dia Music Official, and I sing in 32 languages, so take your pick.
Oh my goodness, that is really, you know, and I was going to ask you, you know, what would you like the audience to know about you that I may have not asked you? Is there anything you would like to mention?
Sure, yes. Well, since languages and culture is such a passion of mine, I do sing in 32 different languages. And I have a master's degree in ethnomusicology.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. Well, I want to thank you for being a guest on Faces of Success Radio. We are out of time. It's been awesome. I wish you all the best in all your future endeavors. Please keep us updated and posted on anything that you have coming up. We would love to, you know, stay on top of that. So thank you once again for being a guest right here on Faces of Success Radio. Okay.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a truly a pleasure.
All right. And you have an excellent night.
Thank you. Have a great day, everybody. Thanks for listening.